I'm joined now by Twin Cities businessman Bert Nordstrom. We're talking about Core Retreat Food Recovery Program. Bert, thanks for taking the time today. Nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, good. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Bert, what is your involvement with food addiction? Can you give us your background real quick on this?
Well, yeah, probably 30 years ago, why I knew that there was something different about me. And I felt as soon as I had sugar when I was a little boy, I felt more normal. And I kept searching for that same feeling for the next 30 years, 20 years. Of course, I added additional drugs of choice, alcohol or whatever you whatever the case may be, and none of them worked. They worked short term, but none of them worked. But my original addiction and my was sugar, or and later on carbohydrates and other kinds of food.
Okay.
Once I started, I couldn't stop.
Right, and it sounds like you had addiction problems with lots of things in your life. Do you feel like when you like something, you really like something? Is that kind of how it has been for you?
Well, you know, I don't know. I went back and looked, and I quit staring at what the causes was, Jay, but I probably, I call it a hole in my soul, and I kept trying to fill up with substance. Whether it was success, whether it was work, whether it was sugar, whether it was other things. But at the age of 40, when I had given up all the other drugs of choice, I was left with one, and that was food. And, of course, back then there wasn't really any hope for that. But I somehow stumbled across a recovery program. And in that program, it was a program for obsessive compulsive, and in that program, there were some people that talked about food. And that was the first time that I realized that perhaps I have some kind of a food addiction. And I got into, I really got into a program, a 12-step program, and it changed my life.
Now, when you found out about the Core Retreat Food Recovery Program, what was the first thing that you did, and why did
I didn't find out about food.
Okay.
The Core Retreat. I found it was another obsessive compulsive program.
Okay.
I ended up going to that, and then going to a 12-step program, and I've been going to that for the past 30 years. And during the past 30 years, I thought, gee, wouldn't it be nice if I could found or start a program where I could help others recover from food addiction, and that's how Core Retreat started.
Did you run across a lot of people that have the same problem?
Yeah, we've now done 9 Core Retreats. We do one a month. It's a new program. It's held in Wayzata, Minnesota. It's a 5-day residential program where we help people deal with their obsession with food. Dieting simply doesn't work for many of us. It's not about willpower. We all have lots of willpower. It's about willingness. And that's what we teach at Core Retreats. And we've had over 100 participants go through our retreat since I talked to you last, Jay. And several of them from the St. Cloud area.
Okay.
And it's amazing. People are finding miracles, they're recovering, and they've all been through many, many diets. Diets don't work, because once you lose the weight, why you end up putting it back on. With this, why we recover one day at a time for the rest of our lives.
Now, Bert, does your mentality have to change? I mean, the way you approach food and the way you live on a day-to-day basis have to change for you to really change and lose weight?
Absolutely. It's a physical addiction with a mental obsession. That's what we have. And we have to put down our trigger foods. And often those trigger foods start with sugar. And at the Core Retreats, we have a healthy food program, 3 meals a day with nothing in between and a snack at bedtime. But they don't include sugar. And a lot of people go through a withdrawal during those 5 days. But at the end of 5 days, with a lot of support from us, people are able to recover and put down their trigger foods.
Now, is sugar something that you can ever have if you're someone
who... No.
No, you can never have it.
generally, for me and for many people, it's something that's third or fourth in the ingredient label when we look at a food item.
Mm-hmm. And if that's the case, then do you have to just say, I can't eat it?
Pardon me?
If you see that your sugar is included in the ingredients, is that something you just say, I can't eat it?
We just say we can't eat it. And
okay.
It's no different than alcohol, Jay. I look at a cupcake or I look at a cookie, I realize that if I had one, I would probably have to have more. It's the same as looking at alcohol. If I had one, I probably would have to have more. So I simply don't have any. Go ahead.
Is that what they stress at the retreat, that you should just completely quit it altogether?
We identify the individual's trigger foods,
mm-hmm.
and we realize one day at a time, we give those up. We let go of those. And with that, the rest of the food becomes something that we look forward to, and the obsession has been removed.
Is there something healthy you've replaced sugar with?
We've replaced sugar with healthy foods.
Vegetables.
Three healthy, normal meals a day. I love my meals. I can eat in any restaurant or wherever I'm at. I love my meals, but they don't include foods that I'm obsessed with.
Okay. Give us some examples, Bert, of things that you eat on a regular basis.
Well, my breakfast would be oatmeal with blueberries on it and skim milk, perhaps a piece of toast. Lunch would be a chicken breast with a salad, maybe a cup of fruit, and dinner would be a piece of fish with vegetables and salad and a cup of fruit and an apple at bedtime. Maybe I'd have a 3 o'clock snack. But what the difference between how I lived 30 years ago and now is I write down my food plan. I often give it away to a sponsor who's also in my program. And I simply go through the day living. Food is not my focus. My focus is all the rest of the great parts of my life, and I live a life that's happy, joyous, and free, and I'm not obsessed with food.
Okay, fruits and vegetables, a lot of greens.
Absolutely.
It sounds like, and you know, that doesn't sound too bad, I think, to a lot of people. That doesn't sound like that's a real difficult way. But is sugar the type of thing that, you know, and my dad went through a heart attack, so there's certain foods he can't have. He really likes salt. Now, he can't really have very salty foods anymore. He said that it's the kind of thing that once you train yourself that you don't need it, you don't even miss it anymore. Do you even miss sugar anymore?
I don't miss it anymore. But it is the kind of thing that people that come to our core retreats, they come into it, they can't imagine life without sugar. They can't imagine not eating Girl Scout cookies. But the second thing they say is once they eat one, they have to finish the whole roll. And that's what, once you give it up, you, like you said, you can live a life that doesn't miss it.
Right.
And that's what we teach, one day at a time at Core Retreats.
Now, is weight loss secondary to changing your lifestyle and what you eat?
Yeah, a lot of people are, not everybody that's at Core, that shows up at Core Retreat is necessarily obese, or even severely overweight. But of that segment of our population, and the Mayo Clinic and others have said that up to 70% of us are overweight or obese, there's a certain segment of that population that are food addicts.
Right.
And they simply can't stop. Diets don't work. And those are the people that we help at CORE.
Okay. If people want to find out more about the Core Retreat Food Recovery Program, Bert, what do you suggest they do?
I think the best is to go on the website, which is coremn.org.
Okay.
Core Minnesota, coremn.org. And we have it's a very interactive website, and it'll explain fully our program. It's a very inexpensive program. 5 days, $750, and we're saving lives, G.
Fantastic. Well, Bert, thanks for your time today. Appreciate it, and sounds like keep up the good habits.
Yeah, we're doing great, and I appreciate your involvement, and good talking to you again. Thanks.
Thanks, Bert. Bert Nordstrom, he is a Twin Cities businessman and somebody who has changed his eating patterns. Bert Nordstrom from the Twin Cities, and we're talking about the CORE recovery program, the food recovery program, and that website that he had mentioned is CORMN.org, CORMN.org, all one word.